You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Electric Hour, and we're here. John's not, but we're here, and it's 8:06:15 on this brisk autumn morning, and we're happy that you're tuning in. We have a number of guests on today's show. That number is 3 right now, and it could be higher, it could be lower as the day goes on. We have like a Survivor-type thing planned for later. We'll see what happens, but guests... Welcome to the Lect Owl. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Matt. It's very nice to be here around other people.
Hey, this is Sophie, and I'm Deathly Ill.
I'm Sam, and I'm K. counted as a full person today, and I'm very excited about that. So.
Somber start, gang. Somber start. So what's happening in everybody's lives? We have this, I don't know if you guys heard about this, there's a presidential election happening in a couple weeks.
Is that this year?
Yeah, in the United States. Wow. November 8th.
Oh.
So that's been dominating some news cycles lately.
Huh.
But there's other stuff happening too. The leaves are changing color.
That's new. Yeah.
Those are the main things that I could think about. I'm sure nothing else is going on. Do you guys have any thoughts, any feelings on either of those two major news items? Or if there is a third, on a third major news item?
Well, I have a personal story that I'd like to tell.
Oh, we would love that.
I thought I'd just kind of hijack the entire show and make it about me.
Yeah, yeah. This whole show is about the individuals that are on it. So do it.
So I recently, my roommate, he's great. He kind of just, we live in an apartment on College Ave. He kind of buys all the food and doesn't really bother me. And he's only ever really around at night. And, he kind of like pays all the rent and is like, he's like unaware that I'm living with him, but he's like awesome. And, recently I think he's been on to me. Not that I'm doing anything illegal by living in his house without him knowing. It's just that,
right.
It's just that like, sometimes he'll leave these like passive aggressive messages on the counter that are like, get out of my house. And it's just like,
God, some people.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
it's classic roommate stuff.
Yeah.
College, right?
He was so cool for like 2 months. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. And did you feel like the him becoming less cool, like pretty much directly coincided with him finding out that you were stealing his house from him?
Maybe.
No one said anything about stealing.
Yeah, you're right. That's really
good. Watch
your
language.
Please forgive me. I don't mean stealing his house. I mean stealing the possibility of living in his house from him.
Yeah, he might. That might have had something to do with it. But it's also he's a Republican, so I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
Heightened season.
Oh boy. It's a tense time.
Things come out. But I don't understand how he would know that, considering we never talk. But I think it has something to do with that.
Right. Well, I guess, and other guests, feel free to hop in here with opinions on how you would approach this. But do you leave stuff? Like, do you leave any evidence that you might be living in the house, like empty wrappers?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe notes, to-do lists with your name signed at the bottom?
Yeah, I usually leave, like, mice and, like, dead pigeons as gifts.
Mm-hmm.
For him, but I don't think he's getting the message.
Right.
I mean, how could he even differentiate you from a cat or other small pet? And that's what it sounds like you are to me, and I think you should be grateful.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. Yeah. It oscillates between cat and just demon spirit that kind of is haunting him.
Either way,
lucky, I think he should be grateful. I'm probably going to help him write his novel based on all these experiences, so,
Oh, great.
Now, when you say help, do you mean help or leave handwritten pages of your own doing within his drafts for him to discover or not?
Completely identical to his handwriting, so he doesn't know he didn't write.
That's actually a great idea. I was more thinking that I would inspire him, but now that you guys mention it, I could really, just finagle my way into his computer and just start writing the novel myself, just under his name. It'd be like a whole new type of ghostwriting.
Yeah, right? Super cool.
Oh, who's this guy?
Hey, it's your buddy.
You want to take a minute to catch your breath?
Wait, no, there's a lava lamp here. What?
Those are red blood cells.
That's real?
Huh. I'm really confused. Why is there a lava lamp? Why'd you let me sit in the captain's chair?
Dude, I didn't bring the lava lamp, number one. Number two, we had a great, strong, tight segment going on.
Sorry, I just...
And you come in, you go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm out of breath. Let me just talk right away.
Well...
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
I know.
Whatever, John.
It sounded like it was coming to a natural stopping point.
Maybe. Based on what?
I don't know, bro. It's funny because I had to... was having a dream about this exact thing happening.
Is that why you were late?
Yes. Yes. In my dream, all the things on the board went from being inputs to just being clocks. And I was like, they can't hear us. And then the computer was like, this is taking forever. Your show sucks. And so.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I'm sure that doesn't warrant further analysis.
No. Everyone's been introduced.
Introduced themselves.
Good.
We got the show off to a strong start. And then right around 8:10, I would say, things started going awry.
Continue with what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we kind of had a natural stopping point, but I guess now that both of you are here, I can talk about how I actually interned on the show without you guys knowing it for a little while. I just kind of stayed in the studio after your show and messed with like little buttons and everything.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. So if anyone else wants to jump in with their day.
I do just want to quickly clarify that this is not confidential. This is technically a radio program. This is broadcast television radio. And
television radio?
People can listen to it now like and in the future. And like Sophie's mom. And if they are listening, and I don't know, you say admit to stealing somebody's living rights from a house from them or sticking around in a studio unbeknownst to the people who run the studio, other people will know about it.
I'm not sure you're really stealing their living rights if they are not there and that don't know.
Yeah.
Like, kicking someone out is stealing their living rights.
Right, right. Well, you're taking away parts of a house from someone, I guess.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah. Can someone explain why there's a lava lamp in here?
No, it was here when I walked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I have it?
I don't think you can have it,
Can I have it?
I'm gonna say no. I guess I've become custodian of the lava lamp.
Because
I was the first one here.
I really want it, though.
You guys, you could get them on the internet. You go type in www.amazonlavalamp.com.
I already have two. I don't want to buy another one.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So
I have a lava lamp. Not to brag or anything, but...
Quick straw poll. How many people here have a lava lamp? Just raise your hand. Don't say anything.
I mean, my roommate has a lava lamp, so I technically have a lava lamp.
He said don't say anything. And here you are.
Wow. So everyone except for me... Mm. has a lava lamp. Mm-hmm. So if anyone was going to take this lava lamp...
Yeah. You're probably right.
Just from a distributive standpoint.
Sure, sure. You're very distributive.
Something to think about.
Sam and Sophie, I'm not totally sure your mic is working. I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, great.
Maybe? Right?
I can kind of hear him, but...
But look at the yellow bars.
You could turn up the volume, turn up the snare in your headphones.
What?
Nah, that's a rap thing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted from you, was a rap thing.
Sorry.
You're right. You might both want to splitsies and then...
Oh, is it not working?
I don't think it is.
All right.
Yeah, unlike you, Brennan, I wasn't just saying a rap thing. I was stating a real truth.
All right. That's a real truth also. I don't like that you would just discount that because it's a rap thing.
Rap is real.
Rap is real. Hashtag rap is real.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, you guys. Don't people have things to say? I'm really...
Well, you really sounded like
you were building to something.
Well, I just thought people were going to come in here with all these bombastic opinions.
I think we should just take a 5-minute break and watch you eat that apple you just pulled out of your pocket. Into the microphone, please.
Oh, there's more where that came from.
Crunchy as possible.
No, I'm not supposed to have apples in here.
It's not an apple, it's fake.
It's a lava lamp.
To whoever's listening, it's not an apple.
Yeah.
If you're not listening, it is an apple.
But Sophie's mom, it's an apple. Come on. You know it is.
Talking about bombastic opinions, should we talk about this presidential election? I did introduce it in the sense that I indicated that it was happening.
It is happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who wants to start with their bombastic opinion about the bombastic opinions?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Oh, man. Did you guys see that New York Times thing?
Which one?
There
are many.
Their list of everything Trump has insulted on Twitter.
Oh, right, yeah. The list of all the horrible things he said, or am I thinking of BuzzFeed?
It is not quite that. It is more...
professional.
Duh.
BuzzFeed is trash.
Come on.
Don't listen to that BuzzFeed.
Yeah, here, I love you.
I'll pull this up. It could be a fun activity.
Wait, could Manson talk again?
Hello? Were you testing this?
They're fine.
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah, their mic is fine.
This is the other microphone.
Afraid wire. That's why. Okay.
It is.
It's a little more than frayed.
Disconnected and gone.
Disconnected, frayed, broken, etc.
Oh, just like me.
Some might say.
Disconnected and gone.
Yes. Okay, yeah, so this is the New York Times. It is... the 282 people, places, and things Donald Trump has insulted on Twitter since announcing his campaign. And for every thing, they have a list of all the things he said about that thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And so this is
just, it's
like a
sprawling
list. Do you think that's
going to
be in the physical newspaper?
It'd be pretty great if it was.
That'd be hilarious. That would take up so much space.
who would read it?
Me? Just like, everyone on this show?
John?
For example, deserving, so it's the best thing is that they give everything its own separate heading. So, John Kasich's ad guy, quote, his proposal was a ripoff. He just gets into objects at some point. Sorry.
What are some of the, I'm just curious what some of the places are, but.
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile on that list?
T-Mobile. I think the service is terrible. here. Okay. So, all right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little game. A little game time. There we go. See, I'm in my groove now. I just need...
Yeah. We just needed half the show.
Hey.
Warm up.
Brennan, you're really...
Exactly. Get those vocal cords moving.
Sorry, I just need a beat. I just need a beat to... No, a real one.
Okay, John, I don't like how you're just willy-nilly calling stuff not real.
Yeah.
Yeah, John's feeling very abstract
today. T-Foxy is real. T-Mobile, that's real.
Okay, here we go. It's time for another round of everyone's favorite game, Donald Trump thing.
We need theme music.
Yeah, we do. Donald we have Trump thing. Dang it. Where's the radio effect for that?
Where's the toilet flushing?
Pointing out that Matt's voice music
is
working better than
I have
Matt's
fun.
There we go.
I get down.
All right, that was my beat. That's good. And now I know where the aux cable is. Okay, so... you guys are catching me on a bad day. All right. What did Donald Trump say about Super Bowl 50? Everybody, submit your guesses in rapid fire.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster? I don't know.
It's a myth.
It was too cold.
The answer is very boring, so I am going to give Brennan the point for being closest on that.
Question.
Yeah.
This is more of a methodological question.
Yeah.
How do we feel about switching it so you give us a quote and we have to say what the quote is describing?
That's might be way harder.
Way harder. I take it back.
No, well, we can alter it. We can switch it up. I like that too. Okay.
He's a tastemaker.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. I have the most points in the Donald Trump thing game.
Brennan, just to illustrate how difficult that would be, here's a tweet that in all caps says, LIE! What is Donald Trump talking about? Other way, sweeping.
I don't start with me. Somebody.
Hillary's puss.
Dogs that are not small enough to be puppies, but not large enough to be dogs.
The moon landing, I don't know. It could be anything.
Something about the failure of Trump steaks.
No, it is ABC News politics.
I changed my mind. I take back my suggestion.
Thank you, Brennan.
Wait, can I just jump in for a second? The way you just did the lies thing is...
Yeah.
So I've never known how to interpret all caps social media posts.
Oh, yeah, it's that.
And now I think I'm just going to interpret them as just kind of... you know, screams to the heavens.
That's John specifically screaming.
Lies!
A little vocal fry.
Okay, all right. Protesters. We've got protesters here, and there are 7 tweets, okay? Oh my God. One of them is horrendous, and then 6 of them are the same word. So what is that word that he's using to describe protesters, starting with Matt?
Unions?
Disgusting.
Losers.
Terrible.
The answer is thugs, so I think Sophie gets the point.
Wait, he tweeted 6 different tweets that all said thugs about protesters?
Thugs.
My gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You can also see above that political ads in Indiana.
And horrendous was... you said that's what it was. When you said the thing that he said was horrendous, that you meant he said a
horrendous
thing.
I'm sorry.
Not that the word was horrendous.
Well, that too. Okay. Here's one. A podium in the Oval Office. I'm going to say one of them is, quote, not good. The other one is a little weirder. Starting with Brennan.
Wait, I'm confused by
He's criticizing
president.
A podium in the Oval Office.
Okay.
I think Obama made some kind of speech, and he
said one was not good. Looks fake.
Made out of plywood.
Much too short. Not premium at all. Just really bad craftsmanship. Really shoddy work. Really bad. It's terrible.
Tasteless?
I think Brennan's gonna get the point because it was looks odd.
Okay, so just based on all this stuff, you know how sometimes people, just to appear more interesting, will complain about lots of stuff?
Oh, sure.
I feel like Donald Trump was that kid in high school or college where you're like, how's your day going? And he's just like, ugh, let me tell you, sounds like a normal day, but he just finds ways to criticize everything.
Well, for starters, I think there's some guy living in my house.
Okay. Do you guys want to... we're going to do one more. Do you guys want to hear about Major League Baseball or Macy's?
He has way more
to say about Macy's. Okay.
Wait, how many tweets has he done about Macy's?
Literally, I can't count. It is like 18.
Okay.
I think they They cut him from the...
Of the ties. They don't sell his ties anymore.
There you go.
Wait, what? Once we do that, I just have a really funny story about Macy's, but let's do this question first.
Okay, so there's a real gem in here that I guess I'm going to start asking you guys to freestyle, but I'll read you some of the others.
Okay.
Just so you...
Set the mood.
One of them is... No guts, no glory, which somehow applies.
Take that, Macy's.
Don't shop there for Christmas. Wow, I hear that thousands of people are cutting up their Macy's credit card, which is the exact kind of thing he would say. Okay, but the best one is here, and it's just a general criticism of Macy's. It's a patriotic criticism is the hint, I guess. Starting with Matt.
So it's I'm assuming that he's probably mad about them selling foreign products or something.
It's 9 words. That'll
nine
be rather.
Oh, 9
Don't
words.
Think about that too much. You can still kind of. But it's that length.
Flammable, cheap, and totally irresponsible of them to sell it.
China.
That was 8.
Mexico.
You won't find them at my barbecue.
I think I know what you're referencing.
My 4th of July barbecue.
Sure. Okay. Friend dog?
I'm going to do the same answer, Sophie.
Okay. Okay, so let me just remind everyone that this is a presidential nominee. Macy's stores suck, and they are bad for USA. So you guys are all way too specific and reasonable. I'm going to give it to Sam, though. I think that was the most close to what Trump actually said.
You did say country names.
Yeah.
They had that in common.
Bad for USA.
That was a Donald Trump thing.
I got down.
Yeah.
Cool.
Donald Trump, bad for USA.
Bad for USA.
Wait, so was that a tweet?
That was a tweet, yeah.
Okay, so he clearly had enough characters to write the word the.
Well, but you don't know what came before that. It might have, you know, they don't quote
right,
the whole tweet.
Yeah, that would have been, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so.
Hey, good on the New York Times. That's hilarious.
That, I think that would have been really fun to make. Or really depressing, I guess. Probably would have started out fun.
Yep.
And then you're like, wow.
And then I'm like the seventh Macy's tweet.
But, I mean, there are thousands of insults. I mean, it's wild how much he tweets.
Well, it's also funny because people are always digging up tweets from before he announced his candidacy. Yeah, yeah. There's like a lot of dumb stuff.
No, this is just since then.
Wow. That is, yeah, because I remember seeing like one from 2012 where he's like, Kristen Stewart should never take back. Remember the guy that plays Edward? Like, he cheated on her once and he'll do it again like a dog. And it's like, this is, oh, come on.
2012 like, is not that long ago.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst part.
I think he just, kind of going back to what Matt was saying earlier, he has too many opinions. Like, I think if he had a few opinions about less stuff, he would tweet less, and that would be better for his chances at people liking him.
I read this article about, you know, presidential candidates don't really, you know, they're not supposed to care about, you know, the way they dress, because a lot of fashion critics have been like, oh, they wear baggy suits a lot. But, like, they're not supposed to care. But if you ask him, like, anything, he'll have an opinion on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he thinks he needs one.
Right.
What do you think of WMFO? Terrible.
Hey, whoa.
Bad for USA.
I will say, I just as a counter-argument to that, if President Obama started coming out with, like, his daily top 10 things you need to have, like, I would buy all those things.
Oh, yes. That would be all
yeah.
of
them. Yeah.
When he released those playlists.
Oh,
in the summer,
yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a man who I think should express some more opinions.
I totally agree.
I want to hear more. Him.
He just guest edited the last issue of Wired, and which is really cool.
Right?
And there's like he put like a reading list in there, and I'm like, I just added that's my reading list now.
Yeah. Although I think maybe he should hold off on things like that for a couple months still. That seems like a lot of work for a president to be doing.
I mean, I don't think you copy edited it. I think it was more broad strokes.
Wait, Brandon, sure. I'm just imagining like all of it is just like the Communist Manifesto. It's just like, everyone's like, wow, and like Trump supporters are listening to this like, wow, you know, these guys can't really see through the pores.
I don't think we get a ton of Trump supporters listening to this show.
I'm just considering like
we don't get a ton of Electric Hour supporters listening.
Come out! Bad for USA.
I'm just thinking like in terms of like we're so biased, like I don't want to hear what Trump has to say, but then people bring up Obama like, oh yeah, I need that reading list.
I do.
It's so true.
I'm biased towards good taste. So call me Shirley.
He even has great handwriting.
Ugh.
Oh,
does he?
Man.
Google President Obama handwriting, bing it.
Doing it.
However you like to do it.
I'm going to boink it.
Ask Jeeves what President Obama's handwriting looks like. Outstanding.
Oh, do the cha-cha answers. Text cha-cha. Be like, President dear Obama cha-cha, what does President Obama's handwriting look like?
Let's.
They reply, bad for USA.
President Obama handwriting.
Huge Trump support.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that is. Ooh, we're looking at that right now.
Whoa, it's pretty,
He is right. He is using a ruler to make these lines.
Straight edge.
He should edit these.
He's using a ruler to make these lines.
Very,
I know that this radio show does not have a visual component, but if you're listening at home and not driving, Google it.
Yeah, this gets brought up a lot.
Yeah, I'll paint the visual picture.
Matt, describe this handwriting.
Yeah, so his, I'm most impressed with his signature.
Outstanding signature.
So,
good for USA.
So just imagine, the way he signs his stuff is, it's really like a B and then squiggles and then O and then some squiggles.
Yeah.
And the B, so just if you imagine, if you will, kind of like a sideways heart where like the pointy end of the heart is like pointing to the left and then the O.
People know what a B looks like.
No, it's a special
B. It's a special B.
They know which way the point is
the O
on the heart.
Looks like part of the zodiac symbol. You guys. Barack Obama is the Zodiac killer.
I really want there to be just like a negative campaign at just analyzing his handwriting.
Look at the John. Album. Could you put on the X-Files theme song right now? I think we're gonna need to get into it.
I don't know the X-Files theme song.
Just bing it, John.
No. I only search song titles.
Just search X-Files theme song, Bad for USA.
Has anyone seen the new X-Files?
No.
I watched a few episodes, yeah.
Wait, what is it called? Is it called The X-Files also?
It's called How I Met Your Mother season 3.
I actually have no idea. I don't know. My brother's a big fan. I don't think he's seen the new ones yet.
I heard Kumail Nanjiani was on it. He's like a huge fan of the X-Files.
Right.
And he has a podcast called The X-Files Files. And then they let him be on the show, which is so cool.
Whoa.
Just goes to show you, start a podcast about something and also be hilarious also be and famous. Really good at your job.
Yeah, be pretty famous too.
The general volume of X-File episodes is just incredible in that, like, you like if you want to watch the episodes that have, like, a consistent plot, because, like, I don't know if everyone knows how the X-Files works, but there's, like, the alien theory episodes in which those build on top of each other and tell a story about, you know, the government knowing about aliens and hiding it from the rest of the government, and then other episodes are called the Monster of the Week, which is just some, like, kooky mystery that Sully and Mulder got themselves into.
Scully,
sorry.
It's not Scully, Captain Sully.
Captain
different
Sully
kind of show. Mulder and Captain Sully solve an alien mysteries.
But there's, like, 91 episodes of The X-Files, which is a lot for any TV show. And
it's almost syndication levels.
Yeah, and then I don't know what that's referencing.
100. Once you get to 100 episodes, then usually you can get syndicated more easily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The alien episodes, the ones that actually have plot, are spruced out throughout each season, and you know you have to look it up online to see what's going on.
Wait, so if you watch a random episode statistically, it's just going to be a random nonsense episode.
Oh yeah, it's going to be an episode that wraps up in 30 minutes as opposed to the alien plot, which I think is a great way to run a TV show that just every week you sit down are we going to learn more about the story, or are they going to waste our time this week?
I think random monsters are fun.
No,
Scooby-Doo pretty much worked that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Scooby-Doo did not.
There were only a few episodes a season where it was all right, we're really going to get into Shaggy's past.
Were they really trying to build, a larger point?
Sounds like you haven't seen enough Scooby-Doo.
I would say I've seen exactly enough Scooby-Doo.
Sam knows what I'm talking about.
Really, the only Scooby-Doo I've seen is the same, five-episode box set that I watched over and over and over again because it was the only thing we had in our little car DVD
entire house
player.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, do you remember what those five episodes were?
Yeah, there was one about getting lost in the castle.
Number
obviously.
One!
Obviously. There was one about a swamp.
Number two!
There was one about... Oh, God, this one was so scary. There was, a shipyard with a bunch of, dead wrecked ships, obviously. And
number three.
And a really, really spooky submarine man.
Was he in a tank when I was born?
When I died. There was one that was, I think there was one in a graveyard.
Number four.
And the last one, I'm pretty sure, had to do with a science experiment factory sort of thing.
Yeah, the experiment factory.
I'd like to point out these could all easily have described the exact same episode.
Yeah, you also there's no way to verify these because you just said pretty vague. It was about a swamp.
I could have made
a spooky
all of
place.
Up.
Yeah, you could have easily made those up. Sam, what are five things you remember from your childhood?
Okay.
That preferably came in a box.
I was actually going to say some cereal.
Wow!
There was a cereal that I liked, and I don't know why I liked it.
Give me your top five pieces of that cereal.
The squares.
Number one!
The squares.
Number two!
I think there were circles.
Number three!
Maybe some squares.
Number four!
And then those slightly irregular squares that were really more of rectangles, but who's to say?
Number five! What's cereal you just got? I couldn't figure it out. Was it,
Then you could have been describing Scooby-Doo episodes.
Yeah. Wait, what cereal are you talking about?
I think it was called Sunrise Cereal, but it's I'm going to be honest, I was four, and I was just really happy to be eating cereal soaked in strawberry milk.
Oh,
whoa, you were allowed to have that?
That
From a strawberry's bosom?
Mom, are you listening?
I almost bought banana milk the other day.
That was a missed opportunity.
Sunrise the Nesquik cereal. Banana milk.
No. We went to this like fancy family farm out in.
Oh, what?
What? Where is that?
Was it
Lexington? It was Lexington.
It was Lexington, Mass. Pretty close to Tufts campus. And they have a farm. They have a hay maze. We got lost in the hay maze. We shot some potato blasters, which was awesome.
That classic.
Yeah. Then Matt almost bought some. Bright yellow banana milk.
Yeah, I don't know how they milked that many bananas, but it was.
But you didn't buy it.
But you didn't buy it.
It looked like more of a banana nectar to me.
Yeah, it was really. Bright yellow. Like, and I know bananas themselves are not bright yellow, so either they took the peels of bananas and grinded them up into a paste and served that to people, or there was some artificial coloring in it.
Yeah.
No. That's a family farm.
So just an update on the tech team. I showed Sam a picture. I Googled Sunshine cereal, and there is like a very obscure Nature Valley cereal that is that, but Sam says that's not the one. So I guess we're in the dark.
You guys remember Oreo O's?
Yeah, I was also never allowed to have
gross.
Oh, they were pretty.
That's probably
pretty
for the best
terrific.
Though.
Jessica.
Seeing as how you're
how
not 800 pounds
to
today.
Wait, yeah, because I'm morbidly obese.
Yeah. No, you're not morbidly obese, and so probably it's a good thing you didn't have Oreo O's.
Okay.
just, you know, health reasons.
Connections.
I was also just going to say, I don't know if anyone's been paying attention to the 2019 page recently.
Oh,
yes.
But
I don't think we've talked about this on the show yet.
For those who don't know, Tufts class year has a Facebook page, and the class of 2019 page has been the site of much controversy.
Yeah,
much.
Basically, since its creation.
Class of 2019, bad for USA.
Yeah, seriously bad for USA.
There's been a lot of posts about this group called Students Advocating for Students. I'm just catching up anyone that might not know the situation. But it's a group called Students Advocating for Students that is trying to get rid of certain restrictions on free speech in the Tufts, speech code. But those restrictions on free speech are literally meant to make sure that the campus environment is, you know, safe and, like, people aren't saying horrible things to each other, which I don't know. I don't really consider that, you know, really
it's
infringing.
It's basically saying, like, no hate speech.
Yeah, and they've marked that as, you know, a violation of free speech. And so they just posted again, there's a, if anyone, there's a letter going around to every member of, you know, a fraternity or a sorority that talked about, you know, we want to make sure that we're not wearing costumes this Halloween that might be offensive or might, you know, we just don't want people wearing costumes that could, you know, belittle another culture or something like that.
Yeah, or like a dead grandma costume.
Have some respect.
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
The dead grandmas.
This group, Students Advocating for Students, recently posted another thing on the 2019 page saying, you know, here Tufts goes again trying to take my rights. And one of the things that's pissing me off about the response from the 2019 page is that people keep posting the script of B-movie, and it's such an overdone meme. Like, people just post the entire script. It takes up, like, 4 pages of text. It's so annoying.
Like, as a comment?
Yes.
Several comments.
My God.
Like,
is that a thing?
Yes. Oh, it's a thing.
It's the entire script of Jerry Seinfeld's 2007 smash hit B-movie, which is very... Wait, was it 2007 or 2009? Okay, anyway, I think it actually came after the recession, because there's something very disconnected and postmodern about it, but I just think, like, so these people,
you know,
just,
Matt, the recession didn't start postmodernism. I'll just say
I understand
no,
that,
the
but
end of modernism started postmodernism.
There is a clear shift.
The block.
There is a clear shift between the tone of animated movies before the recession and after.
After the recession, Jerry
is this
Seinfeld
the point you
made.
Set out to make at the beginning?
No, but I was,
really, I thought you were going to a more
this was
pressing
not the point. The point that I'm making is people need to stop posting the B movie script in response to everything. Is that some
Wait,
universal
this,
response?
Is this like all over the internet? People are doing this.
Oh yeah, all over the internet.
Also, stop defending hate speech,
particularly on these. It means you can't read any of the comments.
That's so, a real bummer.
Doesn't it just go to like read more and
no,
it's,
you scroll.
Yeah, you scroll, and
really?
It also like yeah,
what?
And it's also annoying. because one, it doesn't add anything to the conversation, and two, the person keeps doing it because like, I'm gonna make this about me now. And
I think it adds a lot to the conversation, so much so that there could be no more conversation.
You could argue that
it fills the conversation to the brim.
Entire movie script to the conversation.
Wait, it's I thought Facebook
at least 3 or 4 conversations right there.
No, I thought Facebook automatically, like, if it was over a few lines, it just like cut it off and said like,
if it's more than 15 minutes of a movie,
you have to click it to say see more. But maybe
not if you're using your phone.
Yeah, on a desktop.
See, I use a desktop.
It feels like
I
don't know about you guys. The opposite.
I use a desktop.
That is such a high percentage of your phone for the B movie to be taking out.
You do get warning that the script is coming because there are two comments, one of which, according to all known laws of aviation, the next, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Yeah. And then you just scroll
forward. That's not true.
Literal
about laws of aviation.
You also read that like Sarah Kay, and that was really funny.
I don't know why I started that sentence. I don't think I had another point.
Actually, Brenda, this might be a good opportunity for us to take advantage of our youthful guests.
Sure. And should we ask him some questions about the youth?
I think I need to be updated because I did not know about this B-movie thing at all.
I get my Facebook delivered to me in the form of a newspaper each morning.
Yeah.
Wait, I've seen this video of a woman on the subway, like, reading printed out Facebook.
No.
She just got it. I'm like, wow, that is some divide right there.
Yeah, we're going to play a quick game.
Dropped on the porch with my banana milk and glass bottles.
We're going to play a quick game of, hey, guys, what are people talking about? I'm just going to leave that there. Guys.
You turn it down just a little more.
It's louder in the headphones than it is in the broadcast, okay. I'll say. All
right.
So, Brandon, help me out. Guys. That was dangerously close to not being a repeat, but being a prepeat. Don't prepeat me, Brennan. Prepeat before me.
What are people talking about you guys?
All right, no. All right. Hold on. All right.
That was intimate story time.
All right. Here we go. And now,
what are you guys talking about?
So, guys,
what are people talking
about these days?
Nowadays,
at your age.
What's the B movie of your time?
When you hear, hey, people have been talking, what are they saying?
I heard this. No, I didn't hear this. I saw and have been seeing this one particular meme a lot.
Memes.
And it's your typical kind of teacher says, why are you smiling? Kid says, no, nothing. And then the reason that the kid is actually smiling is some ridiculous thing you would never expect. And this time it's a pair of shoes filled with soup.
Oh yeah, I've seen that picture. It's like it's like Campbell's Chunky Soup.
Yes, yes. And someone sent it to me last night.
What?
And I've been seeing it a lot. And I don't think it's funny, and it upsets me every time I see it. And last night, when it was sent to me, I was actually eating soup.
Oh no!
Out of, you guessed it,
a shoe.
A shoe. I was eating soup out of something you're not supposed to eat soup out of, a mug that was meant for a beverage.
Oh my god!
Oh, so it felt.
I guess Alex Klein was outside like 20 minutes ago. What? I didn't see the group message. He said he was outside.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Alex.
Is he still there? Who knows? Sorry, back to memes.
Yeah, so that's one meme that I've been seeing around a lot lately, and it really had me shook last night.
That's yeah.
I just don't get what is it? Like what
Okay, whatever. Who else has a meme?
I have a thing. This is actually a thing that I learned that like way more people do, and it's not just me.
That doesn't make me believe you. So just to start off, this is a thing that not just I do.
So I've gotten to this point where last year around April, I reached out to an ex that I had a bad breakup with, and you know, we agreed to try to be friends and stuff. And it's ironic because we broke up because of communication issues, and now we only communicate through memes that we send each other via our cell phones. And honestly,
people do this all the time.
No, people do. Okay, all right. Well, people do this in that like she'll just send me a picture, then I'll send her a picture. That's the end of the interaction. So, yeah, I know my brother has done that with people that, you know, he's friends with and doesn't really talk to them. He just sends them memes.
That seems healthy. I mean, my ex will not talk to me at all, ever. And I think if I sent him a meme, he would be like,
"Ooh,
how'd you get this?"
Let's tell that whole story.
my ex-boyfriend, let's talk about how we bought tickets to see Chance the Rapper together a long time ago, after we had broken up, but before... he decided that I was the scum of this earth.
Is that a direct quote, or are you paraphrasing?
That would be a paraphrase. Anyway. Paraphrase. He clearly was not going to come to this concert with me. Our falling out happened a good 3 months before this concert. But a day before the actual concert, he sent me a text and said, "Hey, hope you've been great. I just wanted to let you know, I'm not going to go to that concert with you. I hope you have a great time. I hope this year's been going awesome for you, and I hope you have a lot of fun with whoever you take." And that was it.
And no what one meme has is seen that? Him since.
Just, did he think that I was planning on picking him up at 7 and just catching up and you know, taking the Uber together to the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion to see Chano like nothing had ever
Chano?
Happened.
Is that something people call Chance? Gosh, I'm so old. Okay,
Sophie is a professional youth.
Yeah. I got a text a couple minutes ago from a friend.
She also plays one on TV, yeah.
I got a text from a friend saying, "Soup out of a mug. Are you okay?" Yes. I'm doing great.
And now, was this the ex-boyfriend or was this somebody
else? No. different boy who I saw at the Chance the Rapper concert.
There you go.
It was hilarious. Whoa. It's our friend, Jared Moskowitz.
And our
seats were two seats away this like huge arena. That's so cool. It was crazy.
What a dank coincidence.
Not a youth phrase. Huh?
Please stop.
Icky coincidence, Kush?
Actually, the accepted adjective for good is B-movie.
Yeah, it's kind of B-movie stuff now.
B-movie for USA.
Wow, man, you guys are so interesting. Sam Cowger, what are people saying? Tell me, when people come up to you... And they say something. What is
when
it?
When they stop you in the street, they go, "Hey, you."
And they say, hey, boy, come here. Listen to me.
Listen close, son.
Let me tell you about the new meme.
Yeah, when people flag you down like that, what are they talking about?
What are they talking about?
I'm just going to say, I get my meme knowledge exclusively from whatever Sophie sends me.
It's true.
I actually live my life in the 1920s. So people talk about this internet thing.
Just the same medicine, the same.
Yes.
Everything.
Oh no! Everyone is just using. I don't know. I was going to say something, but I'm
leeches.
Not sure.
Everyone's
using leeches.
I don't think they still use leeches in the 20s.
I think they did a lot in the 20s that you'd be surprised about.
I don't think leeches.
You wouldn't
was one
know.
Of them.
You weren't there.
Sam lives there.
Did they still do leeching in the 20s? I'm looking it up.
You bigger.
I mean, somebody. Sure, but I don't
Hello,
think...
Hello, Siri. Did they do leeching in the 20s? We'll wait for a response.
You are...
Don't you have to say, "Hey, Siri"?
No.
Those are those dumb polite. Google phones.
Oh,
or as so my uncle polite. Would say, "Goggle."
Goggle.
But yes, my meme knowledge is paltry at best, shameful at
so
worst.
So you're trickle-down... Your meme's trickle-down from Soph.
And sometimes he tries to send some to me or tag me in them on Facebook.
She's already seen them.
I respond with the Daryl Philbin meme. I seen it. Because I've seen it.
Wow. It's truly like another language.
So people just like send each other memes. People just...
That's
kind of just...
John, you heard about email, right?
Not memeail. Brennan?
It just seems like you're a couple... Like, I understand not knowing what the latest memes are, but not knowing that people communicate them to one another seems like a huge lack of knowledge.
I don't go on most parts of the internet.
Well, no one does.
Mm.
That's so true, percentage-wise. Mm. Yeah. Very narrow. Very narrow.
I mostly go on, like, woodchopforum.net.
I go on imakingaboat.com.
Are you into woodworking, John?
I love woodworking.
Oh, cool. My grandfather has every woodworking tool under the sun.
Did your grandfather also tell you a lie just now? Because then we'd have two things in common. I don't woodwork, but I would like to learn. May I talk to your grandfather?
Yeah.
And borrow,
come with my family and Sam over Thanksgiving to Vermont.
Really?
And we'll teach you.
Vermont? I love Vermont.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Got all those trees. That could be wood.
Nah, yeah.
Hey, trees. That could be wood.
It's called pre-wood up there.
Yeah.
As it's a natural resource.
Where I go for Thanksgiving, there's always this one like house that I swear is like running some type of laundering business or something, but in the worst way.
Like a clothes laundering business?
Money,
no,
clothes.
No, money laundering.
Dry cleaning?
Like a money laundering.
Like a money.
Okay. All right.
Like a blimp laundering business.
It's a front.
Business.
There's like a lot
we'll
of types
clean
of
your blimp.
It's one a kind front. Really
fresh,
okay,
clean blimps.
It's a front.
For
and you know what?
Pennies on the dollar.
I don't know how this, you know, this house, which is like the nicest house in a very not so wealthy area, manages to make its money. But they have the nicest house, and they always have the same amount of firewood outside, and it says firewood $25.
What?
On like a poorly written sign. First of all, firewood is not $25.
That's too much.
Well, firewood. They don't say how much per $25.
For a bundle?
It's a bundle. It's a bundle of wood.
Well, how big is the bundle?
Yeah.
The bundle.
How
is
big
like,
the bundle?
The bundle's like a few, like two or three big-sized pieces of wood.
I get my wood for free.
Is it Vermont wood?
No, it's New York State wood.
That's illegal, Sam.
But I'm just saying, I'm positive that they're like you know, just laundering it, saying that they make all their money from chopping wood and selling it.
Wood. So my question is, do they always have the same amount because they're constantly keeping it stocked, or because they've never?
I just
sold
don't think they've ever sold it.
It sounds like. They're just having a good business, and they know exactly how much to display. You don't want there to be too much, because then it seems like you're not selling any. You don't want there to be too little, because then it seems like, oh, they don't have
enough. And you don't
want
to see them replacing it, because you don't want to feel bothered.
Exactly. So I think they're running a great wood business.
And
probably,
or it's just a firewood display, and they got a cute firewood $25 sign from a yard sale.
They probably post in the outdoorsman forums that I frequent online.
What if it's just really, really nice firewood? Like, what if you can light this firewood with a match, and it'll burn for hours, and it's just...
It's the Lagavulin of firewoods. I've actually been to Lagavulin. That's so weird.
Lagavulin.
They got wood over there.
This summer.
They got trees in Lagavulin.
I'm also a little bit more partial to Bowmore, so.
I don't know what you guys are saying. Do we need to open up another segment of what are people saying?
What
are people talking about?
In a.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm so old.
We're talking about whiskey, basically.
It's,
this one island in Scotland called Islay produces some of the most famous, expensive, and best whiskey in the world.
Like Matt Stewart, how do you know that? Like, how does anybody know that?
I went there this summer.
To Whiskey Island?
They also produce remarkable gins.
The gin is called The Botanist. It uses like all of these like herbs and flowers.
Are you sure it's not called The Botanist?
The bloody botanist.
Because that's more accurate to me.
The label is handwritten by a drunk Scotsman on each bottle.
Oi! It's your bloody botanist.
Yeah, it just sounds more realistic to this point.
Oh boy!
All right, let's get a PSA up in here. Sam C.
We have only played one song.
Yeah. We'll bleed over a little bit into our other slot because the guy behind us is always super late.
Is it possible to play that song that's like, they passed me by all of those roads?
It seems like you got a good grasp of
it. I think we just did play it, so that's good.
Ooh, shall I?
I mean, you guys can all share the PSA. That, I guess, be a one-person job.
Can you do it in character, though?
I can try.
Yeah, just whatever your imagination. Do it in character, and then we'll try to guess what you were.
Yeah.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable. Yet it helped send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Even a gun.
Wait, can I guess what it is? Not the character, what the item is.
Yeah. Brennan, let's guess at the same time. 3, 2, 1,
ladders.
Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Who comes up with these?
Oh, just wait. The best part's at the end.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
It's like 400 a day.
That qualifies as a rare disease.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Get it? Get it?
What are you guys talking about?
The button is...
Ladders.
The ladder!
The booty ladder!
Sorry, Sam, continue.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Right, so what do we think the character was? Yeah, I have a few dozen guesses.
Is that your Donald Trump impression?
My Donald Trump impression is far worse.
Is it the guy from the Thriller music video that's like...
Oh!
Oh, Nathan, think is over there.
The Thriller. Like, is that what you're doing?
I think I was going
I don't think he says the power of the Thriller in that opening monologue.
It kind of sounded like creepy grandpa who read me a Christmas story by the fire. Not in real life, but if that were to happen.
Gather around, Sophie, for a Christmas tale. Yeah.
I think.
I burn this firewood that I bought on the roadside.
We will now open to page one of Infinite Jest.
I couldn't figure it out. You sounded like a creepy British grandpa.
Well,
possibly of slight vampiric origins, but not. Totally.
There was this Scooby-Doo monster
that
I was going for. I don't remember the episode.
Episode 3
of 5.
Her eyes are glowing and swiveling around in her head right now. She's in a hardcore trance.
A beam of light is shooting from her mouth.
Wait, what's the monster?
Oh, I don't know the name.
What does it look like?
I think it had hair.
Sure.
Maybe ears, too.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
But definitely the actual guy was kind of like hunchback with like...
You actually remember?
It sounds like the voice? What I'm thinking of.
Wait, now when you're saying the actual guy, are you telling me that at the end of the episode, he pulled off a mask to reveal just a sad human underneath?
No, I'm telling you at the end of the episode. At the end of the episode, he pulled off the mask and read this ladder PSA.
He's like, you thought I'm scary.
That 150,000 figure would have been 300,000 without the help of this devoted man.
Yeah,